The hooligans had to row three quarters of the way around the island before they found a place where the boats could land safely. It was a wide open bay, again with that strange blood-red sand. Alvin stood up to make a speech. Every dragon on the boat hissed and growled warningly as he spoke.
"I wanted to wish everybody the best of Viking luck," he said, smiling smoothly and easily. "To my great, great sadness, I will not be able to join you on this part of the quest. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to risk my life in this glorious enterprise, but even though I have washed thoroughly, I am afraid my smell is so strong to dragons that it might put the whole operation in jeopardy. I shall just stay here and look after the boats."
"And it was all his idea in the first place," said Toothless, outraged in Hiccup's ear. "See what Toothless means? An outcast and a coward.
Stoic patted his friend sympathetically on the back.
"Very noble of you, Alvin,"
he whispered loudly. It was difficult not to whisper, even though the creatures had no ears to hear with.
"I'm sorry you have to miss out on the fun. OK, men, find yourself a partner, fan out across the island, and if nobody finds anything at all, we'll meet back here in an hour."
Fireworm was in a frenzy of excitement as soon as they landed. She had clearly scented something already and was dying to follow it up, her tail thrashing, whimpering and dribbling with her eagerness to be off. "Now no following us," grinned Snotlout, aiming a kick at Hiccup as he and Dog's Breath hurried after her. Hiccup and Fishlegs stood looking at Toothless, but Toothless was showing no such joy at the task ahead. He sat calmly on the sand, licking his tail in a thoughtful fashion. Fishlegs' dragon Horror Cow had already fallen asleep under a bench on the boat, so she was going to be no help.
"Can you sniff anything?" whispered Hiccup, hopefully. Toothless sniffed.
"Pooh," he said in disgust. "Lurgified limpets and sunbaked scullions. Yucky. Let's get out of here."
"No, no, no," whispered Hiccup. "Treasure, gold, jewels, that sort of thing." And he added craftily, "I'm sure a toothless daydream like yourself can sniff far better than a mere monstrous nightmare." Toothless swelled with indignation as he remembered the cheek of that fireworm creature. He sniffed some more.
"Toothless has got a slight cold," he said, with dignity. "But that doesn't bother us aristocrats. There might be something coming from over there."
And he waved a claw vaguely towards the left. So Hiccup drew his too big sword, and they set off, keeping a sharp eye out for any scullions that might be awake. They waded through waist-high ferns and endless heather, much as they might have done on Berk. At one point they passed a gigantic footprint in the mud. Hiccup knelt down to examine it.
"Wouldn't preserve us," he murmured. "This means the scullion is about twice as big as we previously thought."
"No question that it had beat the bloody crocoraptor in one-to-one combat then," said Fishlegs, unable to stop himself from laughing hysterically. "Oh, this is great. On top of everything else, I'm going crazy."
Hiccup was feeling nervous about so many things it was difficult to concentrate on which worry to worry about most. He had to find the treasure. It was bad enough being the worst sword-fighting trainee ever, but if he didn't find this treasure that the heir was supposed to find, then his father was going to be really disappointed. Hiccup hated disappointing his father, even though he had lots of practice at it. And what if Snotlout found the treasure? Hiccup went cold and clammy at the thought. He looked doubtfully at Toothless, who was hitching a ride perched on Fishlegs' spade. He had shown no promise whatsoever when they'd been practising on Berk. But Toothless had triumphed in a crisis before. When Hiccup was swallowed by a sea dragon as gigantic as Maximus, Toothless had flown up the monster's nostril, causing him to sneeze and saving Hiccup's life. So he did have hidden and surprising depths. Maybe he was a hidden sniffer as well as a hidden hero. Maybe he really had caught a whiff of something.